Welcome to Portal to Ascension Radio. We are a consciousness-raising organization designed to uplift and empower humanity and pave the way so we may usher in a new reality of unity and harmony for all inhabitants on Earth. Our mission is to awaken, inform, educate, and inspire remembrance through exploring deeply esoteric topics, the true and forgotten history of our planet, and our connection to the cosmos. For paradigm-shifting awareness, tune into our YouTube channel at Portal to Ascension. On Portal to Ascension Radio, we feature speaker interviews and presentations featured on our website. Sign up at portaltoascension.org for access to hundreds of hours of our next dimensional content. Now, let's get into today's discussion.
To really understand the Essenes, that we need an energetic experience of them. So I want to say hello to everybody who's listening. My journey with the Essenes began a long time ago, about 30 years ago, actually. So that to me is a long time. And that happened when a stranger handed me the book, The Nine Faces of Christ. And as I was reading that book, all about the Essenes and their way of life, my body was buzzing. And I realized that I was unlocking some long lost memories. So ever since then, my work has been devoted to the Essene wisdom, their teachings, their way of life, and their way of being. So as Mariana said, I took a group to the Holy Land in 2018. And it was so incredible to have her there. And I had been to the Holy Land several years before. And I will say that walking in their footsteps in what is now Southern Israel, in the land of Judea, and then in what is now Northern Israel in the Galilee, their energy is so palpable. It is extremely powerful. Someday, hopefully, I'll be back there again. But I feel that this conference, Neil, that you have organized is so timely, especially because of all the turbulence in our time, all the chaos. And I feel people somehow, you know, needing more meaning, searching for more meaning in all of this chaos. So the Essenes are truly way showers for our time. And for me, as I've experienced them, that is because they mastered the way of the heart. So they knew that the heart center, in conjunction with the high heart center, which is an energetic center just above the heart center, and I'll get into what that means in a little bit, they knew that that was the ascension gateway. I call it the seat of our Holy Christ presence and the launching pad of our ascension on our return path to source. So everything that they did, all of their practices, their ritual fasting, the ritual purifications and the baths in ancient times, wearing white in the Holy Land, this was all about becoming reunited with the light of source. And for them, the path back, I will say God, because source is even beyond God, the path back to God and then source happened through the heart center. Okay. So Yeshua taught us that the way to ascend, which is about uniting spirit and matter, all of the opposites, dualities that define our earthly experience, light and dark, masculine, feminine, heaven and earth, that's we live in a duality plane. He taught that the way to ascend is by uniting all of these opposites within our heart center, which is called the sacred intermarriage, the hieros gamos, which you probably have heard on this in this conference and will hear about, is about the way of the heart. And that is accomplished through love and forgiveness. So the love, which has, the word love has become somewhat of a platitude in our culture. The love that the Essenes embodied was a high heart love. Now, the energetic center of the high heart, as I mentioned, located just above the heart center, is the place from which we experience unity, consciousness, a universal love for all that is. You're in love with everything. This is beyond the particular love that we have for our loved ones, you know, our families, our pets, our partners, which is all wonderful. But this takes it a step further. In the sense of a metanoia is a Greek word for complete inner transformation. And when we touch that high heart love, it's like a sweet nectar. It's a place that you never want to leave. And perhaps you've had an experience of that. But of course, all of the distractions of our daily lives bring us back into our heads and out of our hearts and high heart centers. So Yeshua talked about the eye of the needle through which we must all pass on the ascension path. And by ascension, I mean simply moving to higher dimensions of consciousness. Okay, this happens gradually over time. I personally don't feel that it's one dramatic moment. This is all part of a process. And for me, that process is about continually redirecting my attention to my heart center. Actually, the ancient Toltecs had a practice of stalking oneself, S-T-A-L-K-I-N-G. You could say that every time we find that we're just caught up in our heads, held hostage by the raging thoughts of the monkey mind, as the Buddhists would say, you simply want to notice and drop back to your heart center. It's an ongoing moment-by-moment practice without judgment. Okay, and the more and more that we live fully in and through our hearts, the more present we are. In fact, being more present moment by moment is a way to connect with your heart and high heart center. And when I say the heart, I will mean both of them working in tandem, okay? So when we are more present, we have moved outside of time and space. We are living in the eternal now. You know, the Sufi mystic Rumi said, step out of the circle of time and into the circle of love. So being present, we have stepped outside of time. We have moved into the circle of love. And when we are present, we are fully grounded in our bodies. And when we're grounded in our bodies, we are most connected with our heart center and vice versa. So the heart, I like to think of a visual of a cross. And you think of the heart as really right at the center of the intersection of the temporal and the eternal. Okay, this being the heavenly realm and the horizontal arm being the earthly realm. So if it is at the intersection of the temporal and the eternal, it is the place of unity, the still point, the place of integration, where we make the two into the one, as Yeshua spoke about. And another amazing text is the Gospel of Thomas, which contains the secret mystical sayings of Yeshua. And it is not, or was not for a very long time, acknowledged by the church. Why? Because it speaks the truth. And there it is, a incredible saying in the Gospel of Thomas. Really, it's a vehicle of light beyond a book. So if you were to douse simply in the Gospel of Thomas and open to one page, you would really enter a whole new realm of truth and awareness. And one of the famous sayings that you may have heard before, which speaks to what I'm talking about, and I'll get into some more of the practical aspects of this way of being in a moment. This is what he said, and it seems very cryptic. He said, when you can make the two into the one, and the inside like the outside, and the outside like the inside, and above is below, and below is above, and male is female, and female is male, then you will enter the kingdom. And he was answering questions from people who were, they were saying, Master, how do we enter the kingdom? So what he was talking about was this sacred intermarriage of opposites that happens in an inner alchemical transformation in the high heart center, in conjunction with the heart. They work together. Now people say, wow, that's what happens when you perform the sacred intermarriage. What happens when that occurs in this inner alchemical transformation? you become so aligned with your mighty I Am presence, which is your immortal God presence. We all have it. It's an electronic body of light. It said, visualize it about a foot above your crown, which connects directly to God and then to Source. The reason that Yeshua and Magdalene and the Essenes and others outside of the Essene tradition, such as, let's say, Babaji and others in the Easter tradition, Saint Germain, another ascended master, the way that they healed seemed like a miracle to people, but it really wasn't. It was because they kept their attention so aligned at their heart center, in unwavering connection with their I Am presence and God Source, that their attention on that never wavered. So because of this, anyone in their presence received an automatic healing. And in a sense, it wasn't as if these masters were really doing anything. They were holding their attention so unwaveringly, right, at their heart, in alignment with God Source, knowing themselves as a divine being, that the person in their presence essentially healed themselves because they could see themselves in the master's eyes. Because to the master, and we're all masters in the making, I say, all of us on this ascension path and all of you listening, the masters were truly at one, at one-ment, in unity, consciousness, which happens at the high heart center all the time. Their attention never wavered. You know, sometimes we get thrown off track and we get distracted by daily life, but that's okay. We don't need to judge ourselves or have the whip to the back. We just simply keep redirecting our attention to our heart centers. And the more and more we live in that place, the more you will see healing miracles in your own life. You will be able to heal. We all have the gifts of the masters. It's just that we forgot. And we're slowly peeling away the layers, the veils, to the awareness of the presence of those gifts. So just want to remember not to be so hard on ourselves. So you might say, okay, well, the sacred intermarriage sounds amazing. What happens when you are in that space of being the single one, which was Yeshua, another word is Ihadiah, which is the Greek word for the single one. Yeshua and Magdalene and Mother Mary and the Adept Essenes were the single ones because they lived so constantly in the state of unity consciousness, in alignment with God's Source. So what are some of the benefits? You experience immense joy. You have more and more peace in your lives, right? Life becomes an effortless, exciting adventure. And yes, you can create healing miracles for yourself and others. These are gifts that are not so distant from us. They are within our reach the more and more we do this work. So getting back to the practical aspect, well, how do I perform the sacred intermarriage? Is there a blueprint? Are there steps? There aren't really specific steps. For me, as through my experience and as I feel it to be, the sacred intermarriage happens naturally and almost automatically, right? As you continue to practice presence, as you continue to redirect your attention, living in and through your heart, embodying the wisdom of the heart and the high heart. This sacred intermarriage, the integration of the opposites into a place of unity, will be a gradual inner alchemical transformation. So simply remembering to watch yourself, to observe yourself. Where are your thoughts? Are you thinking about the future or memories about the past? It's okay. But simply you notice, because we're all human and we all do that. You notice and then bring your attention back to your heart and high heart center. And you will feel so much more joy. You will feel more centered, more grounded, more balanced. And you will feel more peace. It's really simply a being like a child, which Yeshua also spoke about. The moment-by-moment joy and presence of a child. So for me, and I feel also for the Essenes, the ascension, the movement to higher dimensions of consciousness, is all about the ongoing opening, expansion, and softening of the heart center. So let's get into a lived, felt experience of what that's like. Okay, I want to take us through a practice that came down from the Essenes called heart-centering prayer. Perhaps you're familiar with it. It is an extremely powerful practice about moving into that still point. It helps you to live there more consistently and to create a greater intimacy, not only with your heart, but with God. Because remember, for the Essenes, the path back to God is through the heart center. So I'm going to close my eyes if you'd like to join me, and I'll explain about how this works. So let's first of all take a few deep breaths in and out through our heart center, grounding deeply into your body and into the crystalline core of Mother Earth. This heart-centering prayer happens through the process of kenosis. Kenosis is a Greek word for emptying out, for letting go. It's a state of non-clinging, much like the Buddhists teach. However, we're not renouncing the world. We're moving into a place of a simultaneous embrace and release of whatever shows up in our lives. Simultaneous embrace and release. Okay. And when we do that, we begin to live more and more in the space between the dualities, between the in-breath and the out-breath, between the giving and receiving, between motion and rest, between all of them. And that is the place that we know ourselves as divine. And that is the place where we become the single one, where our attention at our heart center in alignment with God never wavers. So the way that this is done is that you think of a power word. It could be love, it could be joy, peace, whatever you want. And notice the thoughts as they come into your mind. And every time you notice a thought, without judgment of yourself, you simply repeat your power word. Mine is love. Yours could be anything with meaning to you. So let's take a few minutes and do this on our own, just simply noticing the thoughts that come into your brain, and then you repeat your power word, and the thought disperses. At the same time, you're also keeping your attention focused at your heart and high heart center. Now you will find the more that you're practicing this heart-centering prayer, the fewer thoughts come into your mind. In fact, this meditation slash prayer is a lot like transcendental meditation that comes from India. And we just had a presentation on the connections to the Eastern wisdom. And of course, practicing it for just a short time, and that's all that we have in a conference like this, is really not enough to get the full force, the full import and transformation of this sublime meditation. It's one of my favorites. I do it often. So I would like to invite you to do the heart-centering prayer meditation, perhaps 10, 15 minutes a day. And if you do this consistently, you will notice that all of the outer events and circumstances of your life begin to reflect your inner integration, your inner unity, your inner peace and joy. And they will all reconfigure around exactly what you want. So there are some very practical benefits from this heart centering prayer, as well as refining your connection, your intimacy with your heart and with God, through which all miracles are created. So I'd like to take you for one into one final meditation, and this comes from the Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 4, The Teachings of the Elect. It's called The Holy Streams, and this will give you another idea of the energetic beingness of the Essenes, of who they truly are and how they truly lived. So once again, let's take a few deep breaths in and out through our heart center, grounding deeply into your body and into the crystalline core of Mother Earth. The three holy streams lead you to the law of God, which is one. Before sunrise, you enter the holy stream of life. Brother Tree holds the mystery for the holy stream of life. Embrace and connect with Brother Tree in your thoughts, your words, and with your body. Take a few moments to do this. And now become one with, merge with Brother Tree, the tree of life. The holy stream of life flows to you through Brother Tree. And now breathe deeply of the angel of air and say life on the exhale. At noontime, you enter the holy stream of sound, which can only be heard in the silence. In the beginning was the sound, and the sound was God. Listen to the sound of the universe at noontime, and let the music of God beat in your ears. As you become one with the holy stream of sound that gave birth to all creation. And now breathe deeply of the angel of air as you become the sound itself. And let it carry you to the kingdom of the Heavenly Father. Before bedtime, you enter the holy stream of light. Connect with the bright light of the stars in the night sky as you enter the holy stream of light. Break free of the bonds of earth and even death itself. soar with the stars to the furthest reaches of heaven and become one with the holy stream of light. And now breathe deeply of the angel of air and become the light itself. Your body was made to enter the holy stream of life. Your ears were made to hear the holy stream of sound. Your eyes were meant to see the holy stream of light. The holy streams take you to the place of oneness beyond words. Thank you, everyone. That's one of my favorite Essene meditations, also available to you at any time.
Thank you for tuning in to Portal to Ascension Radio. Be sure to check out all the amazing gatherings we have listed on portaltoascension.org that are designed to assist in a collective consciousness shift. Each one of you that signs up gets access to hours of free content. You may also explore our YouTube channel and Instagram at Portal to Ascension. We are the ones that we have been waiting for. And this is the moment for us to realize the potential we all have and begin to create harmony on planet Earth.